This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Rick Kamla is our boy from NBA TV and, of course, NBA Radio on Sirius. You can catch him on both and on Twitter at NBA TV Rick. Mr. Kamla, how you feel tonight, brother?
Scotty, what's up, man? I was just telling your great producer, I don't think Klay Thompson is playing tomorrow night.
Wow.
He's Steve Kerr's talking about, if there's any risk at all, we're going to hold him out and, hope to have him back. Klay Thompson is already talking about, if there's any pain at all, it's going to be a no-go. When a player himself, Scotty, calls himself a game-time decision, that means there's something significantly going on. He's playing the tough guy card. I'm fine. I expect to play. I don't believe that. I think the whole vibe is here, Scotty. We're not going to have Kevin Durant. He's officially ruled out. Klay is a game-time decision. I think they're going to rule him out right before the game. And I think Golden State is going to say, we got a free swing at home here. Because Toronto choked in game two and literally handed us a finals game, we are now going to luxuriously rest Kevin Durant and Klay Thompson for one more game. Maybe Toronto wins, Scotty. Guess what? Golden State comes back and hammers them in game four. 2-2 going back to Toronto. We know Golden State feels very good about getting a road win anywhere. 22 consecutive series they've gotten a road win. 23 now, actually, with the game two win. That's an NBA record. So I think it's set up for Toronto to take advantage in game three. But, Scotty, will they take advantage or will they choke again?
Well, if they did, it sounds to me, if they took advantage and they get a split there, then it sounds to me like it'll be for all the marbles in a game seven in Toronto.
I totally agree with that. Who knows if Kevin Durant's going to be able to come back? I mean, Scotty, he's got to practice at least once. Was unable to practice today. He will miss tomorrow's game. Golden State is going to practice again on Thursday in advance of Friday's game four. If Durant can't practice on Thursday, he's not playing in game four. I've gotten some conflicting intel. I've had some guys tell me I don't think he's playing at all. I've had some other ball players say that they think that Kevin Durant is going to play in this series. So not a lot to go on there. It's a shoulder shrug, coin flip scenario with Kevin Durant. Now it is with Klay Thompson. I mean, Scotty, he was like your boy James Brown doing the splits, right? And he didn't even intend to do it. And it's weird, right? His right leg flared out away from his body.
Right.
But it was his left hamstring the compensatory thing that took the brunt of the injury.
Right.
It's really fluky, man. It's really unfortunate for Klay.
Yeah, I was weirded out on the injury as well. I noticed the exact same thing when it happened. It was the right leg kicked out. The left leg is what got tweaked. It was crazy. Let me ask you, Rick Kamla, NBA TV with us, about KD. Now, listen, I'm not stupid. I play a lot of ball. The guy's unstoppable. He's just the ultimate player. He's incredible, and I have nothing but respect for him. His game is sickening. But are you, like, it's got to be somewhat concerning, like, for me it is, that, like, he's going to miss the Western Conference Finals. He's going to miss the NBA Finals for the most part, all of it. I mean, he's missed all the biggest games in the last two series, even though they swept him. It's still, he missed all of it. You wonder, like, I'm serious when I say this. Like, this guy, remember, he broke his foot, and then now he's had this injury, which isn't, it's not the end of the world. He tore his calf, whatever. It's not, I'm not blaming anybody. My question is this. This guy goes, let's say, to the Knicks or whatever in the offseason, Clippers, whatever. Do you think this guy, the rest of his career after, as he gets a little older, this is what we're going to get is a guy that's always injured?
It's a great question, and I'm not ready to put the injury-prone tag on him. I'm not. I thought the Liz Frank injury, he didn't miss a full season like Ben Simmons. He missed a significant amount of time. You have to be careful with that injury. And now it's just a fluky calf injury, man. He goes up for a jump shot. There was no Zaza Pachulia, Kawhi Leonard thing going on where anybody was below his feet. just came down awkwardly. It's just weird, man. We were talking, Wes Wilcox and I, the other night, doing the NBA Finals film room for NBA TV about the Klay Thompson injury. And just, like, injuries are as much a part of the game as sweat, the orange ball, and the Nike sneakers, right? And the Jordans. They just are.
I know.
It sucks. And there are very few NBA Finals that are not significantly impacted by injuries. Think about 2015 when Golden State broke through. No Kyrie Irving and no Kevin Love. Because Kelly Olynyk, remember, pulled his damn arm out of the socket.
Right.
And Kyrie Irving blows out a knee in game one. Cleveland probably beats Golden State in that series if those two guys are healthy.
So my point guard injured his knee on Saturday, and he's missing a huge game tomorrow night on our team. It's the same thing at every level. It's always something. You get super banged up when you play a ton of ball. I have to ask you this question, Mr. Kamla. Draymond Green, for me, has been the most bang for the buck. Like, his performance in, like, the last, let's say, five or six games, to me, has been literally almost unimaginable. Triple-doubles almost every single night. He missed it by a dime the other night, but he is literally, to me, overall, with everything on the floor that goes on, defensively, offensively, you know, everything, intensity, rebounding, passing, transition game. He, to me, is the MVP.
Wow. I think Steph Curry is the MVP. And you know, and Scotty, it's probably not a fair look at it. I thought Steph was the MVP in 2015. You know, the Iguodala defense on LeBron, Iguodala hit big shots, I get all that. Steph Curry went 25-5-6 in that finals, totally slept on. Last year, I thought Steph Curry was barely the MVP over Kevin Durant. I'm not ticked off about it. It was a coin flip, but I would have voted for Steph. So I just think he's been right there knocking on the door, kind of like, you know, Harden finally breaking through with MVP. My God, let's get this guy a finals MVP, provided they win this series. But back to Draymond Green, he's certainly in the running, Scotty. There's no question about it. Had he had a triple-double in game two, that would have been four consecutive triple-doubles. That would have tied the all-time record held by, of course, Wilt Chamberlain, who has every single record on planet Earth, or has a record that is broken. But this is the best ball that Draymond Green, Scotty, has ever played, in my opinion. And the big reason why, it's all the stuff you said, the rebounding, the playmaking, the grit, the defense. But he's not engaging the refs. He's not letting his game spiral and his mind, like,
you're right,
lose what the task at hand is, right? They have another championship in 2016 if he doesn't tap LeBron James in the nuts, right?
Yeah.
Another ring. And so Draymond Green is completely locked in like I've never seen. So I'm with you, man. I'm really impressed with what Draymond's been doing.
Yeah, no doubt. Now, on the other side, two things. Kawhi's a freak, and we know that. It's this guy, Van Fleet, that to me has driven driven Steph Curry nuts.
He definitely has. I mean, he's picked his pocket. And right there, he's been making shots in Steph Curry's face. He's been a huge problem. And Scotty, I've never seen anything like this. Fred VanVleet was averaging 4 points per game, shooting in the teens, and he has the birth of his second child, his first son, Fred VanVleet Jr. This dude has not missed a shot since the birth of that son. It has been like a superhero rising from the, I mean, I don't know what analogy to use for this, Scotty. I can't remember. You know, I remember, I've talked to Derek Fisher about this. You remember when his daughter was dealing with the health issues?
Yes.
Derek would fly to be with his daughter, and then he would, like, jet back for the game. Remember when he was in Utah, and he told me that he actually had to set up the rest of his career around whatever hospital that could best, you know, service his daughter, and that's the team that he had to play. But anyway, like, there have been like major dramatic family stories before. You think about Brett Favre, Monday Night Football, after losing his dad. But this Fred, Torrey Smith, remember, had two touchdowns, I think, the day after losing his brother. Like, there's been some crazy family stories, but this Fred VanVleet family story is right there with all the best.
So do you think that Boogie will continue to sky's the limit type of ball? Because I thought in game two he was a badass.
No, I played DFS, okay? And Scotty, I'm not. I don't like to ride the hot hand usually. I like to play the boomerang in terms of a guy coming off a sucky game. I like to play him because guys tend to, you know, lose sleep in their hotel room and come out full of piss and vinegar and really get it done after a bad game. It's been a really gainful strategy for me. But then there's other guys that are just on one, like Kevin Durant. Remember with the streak right before he got hurt. Steph Curry right now is on one of those streaks. James Harden back in the regular season. You had to have him in your DFS lineup. You just did. I mean, it was like 60, 75, 81, 93, like insane numbers that if you don't have him, you're just not going to win. But I'm believing in Van Vliet, man. I think this is going to continue.
So do you think the Pelicans are talking about AD with teams now? Is he going to end up with LeBron or not?
I don't think so, Scotty, because and I've been very vocal about this. I thought, you know, Rich Paul coming out before the trade deadline and saying Anthony Davis wants to be traded, I thought it was shady as hell. Like, Anthony Davis needs to come out and make that proclamation. To have it through the agent, it feels so orchestrated. It just felt like, you know, Clutch Sports, you know, LeBron, it felt like they had their hand on the steering wheel of Anthony Davis's career and of the future of the Pelicans. And I thought the Pelicans just, like, shoved back. Like, you're in a bar, dude's messing with you and your lady, and it just gets to that point where, you know, push comes to shove, and they shove back. And now we're in the offseason. We've already had, you know, the report that the owner, over her dead body, would she deal with the Lakers? She later came out and said, no, I never said that, but we know where there's smoke, there's fire. So I don't think that Anthony Davis is going to be traded to the Lakers because I don't think the Pelicans want to deal with the Lakers.
I got respectfully 45 seconds. Does D'Lo go leave the Nets, or does he stay, or does Kyrie get that gig?
Say one more time. My alarm went off real quick.
Do you think Kyrie goes to the Nets, or will they keep D'Lo?
I mean, that's a $1 million question. I don't know what to think, Scotty. I don't. I don't know if Durant's staying in Golden State or he's going to be a Knick. I don't know if Kawhi Leonard, maybe they win the championship, he stays in Toronto, but then I think he's going to be a Clipper. Kyrie Irving, I'm like, why would you leave Boston? Like, you're knocking on the door. Like, just grind and play ball. So, Scotty, I don't have a good answer for you, man. I know that's a sucky way to end it.
It's all right. It's all right.
I just don't see Kyrie Irving as a Brooklyn Net. I just don't see that. I think they're going to re-sign D'Lo and keep that thing rolling.
All right, brother. Enjoy the game tomorrow night at Oracle. Let's see how the Warriors do in their building. Rick Kamla, NBA TV and NBA Radio. Thanks, brother.
My boy, have a good one.
All right, Rick Kamla on the bench tonight, 855-212-4CBS. Who do you think's going to win tomorrow night? Call the show.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road, the steeper the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.